This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 341. Stop wasting time studying IELTS.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll get two strategies for your IELTS preparation journey. Follow our tips and start using your time to actually increase your IELTS scores. Hey guys, I hope this episode finds you well, no matter if you're on the bus or running or doing your laundry. I know that's when I listen to podcasts, because, I mean, we have to fit in our lives wherever we can. I know you guys are busy, so thank you for listening, and I'm gonna make it worth your while today. As we do every episode on IELTS Energy, I want you guys to stop wasting time. I want you guys to prepare for your next IELTS exam in a smart, intelligent, efficient way. So I'm going to give you two very vital tips today. These are things you can work into your life. You can change about how you are preparing immediately. And I promise you, this will help raise your scores on the next IELTS exam. All right, let's get into it. So, first of all, you can take one activity that you're doing and exploit it to learn more. This is one of the things that motivates me when I'm teaching, is that everything I'm teaching, I try to get across as many skills and items, learning targets as I can through each activity. So I'll give you an example, guys. Watching a movie is great, right? Watching a movie improves your listening. Yeah, of course it does. And it's fun, obviously. If you're a regular listener, you know how much I love movies. But guys, you can use this in a smarter way. I'll tell you how. So if you're watching a movie, first of all, I want you to write down 5 vocabulary words or phrases from every movie and add these to your vocabulary notebook. If you want to know more about the vocabulary notebook, we have a couple resources for you. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and in the search bar, just search vocab notebook, okay? I'll tell you exactly what to do with that and how to use it in your IELTS preparation. Okay, so that's the first thing. Movies improve our listening, but they can also improve our vocabulary, all right? Especially getting these native speaker interesting, unique ways to describe stuff, all right, for your speaking exam, because you know that's the only way you're going to get a 7 or higher for vocab. So that's a resource for that. Also, we can use it to improve not only our listening, but our reading. If you watch the movie once with subtitles, okay, so that's the reading aspect, but also improving your listening comprehension, and then watch it again without subtitles. So you're practicing understanding, okay, in two steps. Plus, right? Choose a good movie that you want to watch more than once. There are so many movies I've seen more than once. Okay. Now, we can take this even further, you guys, to also improve our writing and speaking, okay? After you finish watching the movie, I want you to sit down with a friend or just in front of the mirror and retell the story. This is a real thing you might have to do in IELTS Speaking Part 2, describing a movie, telling a story. So retell the story and then give your own opinion about it. Okay, so you can do this reflection as a speaking exercise. And then the next time you watch a movie, do this activity as a writing exercise. Okay, so see, you just take one thing, you take one movie, and you use it to improve all four skills on your IELTS exam. Okay, so that's the first thing. Exploiting your activities to learn and practice more. Recently, a student in our course, Rachel, got 9s in listening and reading. She says that the course is clear, straightforward, and simple, and it made the IELTS exam less intimidating. If you are ready for clear and simple strategies and you want to get your own 9s on the IELTS exam, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Secondly, what resources are you using to prepare for IELTS? How much time are you spending online reading random websites, reading these forums, which honestly, I mean, stay away from the IELTS forums, you guys. Sometimes there is advice from teachers, but you know, a lot of times it's other students like yourself giving advice. Do you want to trust another student, a non-native speaker, someone who's never taught IELTS, never been involved professionally with IELTS? Are you going to trust that person to give you sound strategies? I wouldn't trust that person. So stay away from the forums and think about the resources that you're using, okay? Be careful of free resources. Guys, it's really hard to cobble together enough strategies from 100 different sources, okay? Not only difficult, nigh impossible, I would say. So what you need is a comprehensive system. You could get this through an IELTS course. Naturally, I recommend ours, 3 Keys IELTS, but you can get this through an IELTS course or a textbook if, you know, if that's your thing. But you need one system through which you learn all the strategies you need. So the strategies complement each other. They don't contradict each other. Okay? You need to save time and you need to go about this in an intelligent way. Another thing you could do in evaluating the resource you are using, if you are on a website, especially one with free materials or very low priced materials, if you come across something that sounds dodgy, something that brings you any sort of doubt as far as how it's helping you on the exam, look for the contact us link. First of all, if there is no way to get in touch with the people that make this site, that's a sign, you guys, that's a sign that they are not personally involved or proud of this material. So don't trust that. If you see the contact us link, send them a message, ask them directly, say, how does this piece of advice help me get higher reading scores? Or how does this piece of advice help me to score highly on the speaking or writing exams? They must be able to answer you and tell you exactly how this advice or this skill impresses the examiner, okay? If they don't know exactly what the examiner is grading you on, they don't know the requirements for a 7 or higher, then they're wasting your time, okay? So just, I mean, I have nothing wrong with free. That's not what I'm saying. I love free just as much as the next person. However, you know, when you're going through something huge like IELTS preparation, this is a whole world, right? You are entering into the IELTS world. And you know this if you have spent half an hour browsing online, that there are many different places in this world and not all of them are valid. So I encourage you to actively evaluate the resource, ask questions. And this also goes towards your IELTS class. I know that test prep classes are usually way pricey. They're more expensive than general English classes. So don't waste your money. Don't be afraid to ask questions. All right. I mean, in our course, for example, we have the closed Facebook group. Students directly talk to me all the time and I answer them. I answer questions constantly about why they need to do this or how this helps on the exam. So you have access to Lindsay and I all the time, and you don't really get that with any other course or resource. So again, guys, I just want you to use your time wisely. You already are just by listening to this podcast. If you've been a listener, a regular listener for a while, you know how much priceless knowledge and tips and strategies we give you in every episode. And you know, if you have any questions about anything we say on this episode, send us an email. Go to our website and comment on the blog post about the episode. We love questions. We love interacting with students and listeners. So don't be afraid to talk to us, you guys. All right. So if you are ready, if that does sound like a good idea, getting into a system, I encourage you to explore ours, the Three Keys IELTS Success System. You can read all the student testimonials for everyone who has achieved very high scores on the IELTS exam. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, so that's my last piece of advice. But above all, guys, respect yourself and respect your time. You guys are intelligent adults. And if you follow these two tips, okay, you're going to save time and you're going to be headed in the right direction for high scores on your next IELTS exam. All right. Enjoy the rest of your day, you guys. Use your time well. Respect yourself and your time. And have a lovely day. Okay. That's it for me. I will see you next time.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.